game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. Buzzer beater. This is the buzzer beater edition, Slim.
Doesn't that usually happen at the end of the game?
Damn it, you're right. I should have waited until the very end to say this was the buzzer beater edition. Oh, man. Busy week this week. We're recording a day later, so we've got more to get to. Did you catch the buzzer beaters this week? Some good highlights there. Our favorite Canadian, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. The SportsCenter covered basketball well this time.
Yeah. Basketball's getting some coverage because, you know, now that the luster's off the Super Bowl for a little bit, you know, we still got over a week until that happens. Got nothing new in baseball's really happening. This basketball's time to shine.
This is that moment.
Yeah. No one's talking about the first week of a regime change, are they?
First week of a regime change? Oh, no, that's not even on my radio dial.
I will say that so when I try to look up Yahoo player pages real quick, which I'll go back and forth between Yahoo just because I'm still used to it, and the Razzball player pages. I'll get used to doing Razzball player names next year, but for now, I just did Yahoo Wall to look up John Wall a second ago.
And, oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. The first one was John Wall because Google does know my search history. But then the rest of it was not about John Wall. It was about a different kind of wall.
Okay. But that tells us about your Google history. What else have you been? I mean, you've seen Hidden Fences lately, so I guess you got there's a wall for you. Okay.
That's a good point. So. We got a lot to get to on today's show. We're going to recap the big news and notes from the past three nights of action, including, Slim, we have a hotly debated player to talk about now. Do you realize how annoyed I am at you about this now?
It couldn't possibly be a player from the Heat.
Oh, my God. You are worse. You're the most insufferable co-host ever. You just use your host for information and then pick up people while he's hosting the show. It's unbelievable.
I wear that like a badge of honor.
Well, you get Dion Waiters. I get to take a lead on the 30-point challenge board. So, of course, we're going to preview tonight's games, make our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, Slim, let's start yelling. Yelling, mad, yelling.
That's it. Why am I yelling? I'm not yelling.
Fine. I'm yelling. JB is yelling. Yelling noises. Stupid Dion Waiters. Unbelievable.
What is he, a point guard now?
Did he get point guard eligibility?
No. He's 8 assists last game, though.
Back-to-back games with buzzer beaters. Right after we talked about him on the Tuesday podcast, he has another two great games, 33 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, with 6 trays against Golden State. That was the big buzzer beater. Well, I mean, it was like 0.6 seconds left when it went in, but whatever. That won that one by 3. Big win over the Warriors that he gave, and then they beat Brooklyn by 3 as well. I don't know why that one was a struggle. But again, a late 3 from Dion Waiters. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists with 2 threes. Not a lot of D stats. Does get turnovers. Still can't make his free throws. But all that said, he's got to be must-own right now, right?
Yeah. Besides those, 3-4 categories you just mentioned? The other 5 is fine.
The 5 category player is still better than a 1.
Yeah, that's assuming a good field goal percent.
Which is fluky high right now. I know.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one that went all out to pick him up in our league. So So now it's all on you. He apparently is must own for every Slim team.
Sold the farm just so I could get Dion Waiters.
Exactly. Yeah.
5 wins in a row for the Heat. Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
So I'm going to take this quick opportunity as well to talk about our new Birth of the Stocktonator, our DFS daily projection, weekly projection tool. It's not just for DFS. It projects out for the week upcoming. And Deion Waiters has some interesting stuff. Apparently, tonight against the Bulls, we're average. The Stocktonator, our automated tool that shoots out what a player is projected to do. He's going to go 15.6 points, 3 rebounds, 3.2 assists against the Bulls. Going to go 16.5 points. He's going to have a big game against the Pistons on Saturday, according to the Stocktonator. So Waiters picking up. The Stocktonator starting to like him.
Okay. It's tough. It's taking into account a lot more numbers than I can.
That's true. I mean, I'm still wrapping my head around the Stocktonator. It's a full-out fantasy basketball robot, and I'm not very smart as it is. But it is projecting him to shoot, a pretty good percent against the Bulls and the Pistons, but then it's apparently, according to the Stocktonator, it's going to start hitting the wall against Brooklyn and Atlanta as we get into next week.
Okay, yeah, he could see some cephalosha.
I don't know who on Brooklyn's going to guard him. But
yeah, I'm not sure what it's doing there.
Yeah, the Stocktonator doesn't like him that one, but
still oiling it up, I guess.
Yeah, so check out basketball.rasball.com. Rudy put up the introduction to the Stocktonator, which is live. You can find all sorts of awesome tables on that post, and we're going to have it in the menu and all that stuff. Or check out all of our player pages. It projects the next four games for every player. It projects their next week. It's got some really, really cool stuff on it, so check that out. Moving along, Wiggins has the other buzzer beater. Are you turning the corner at all on Wiggins, or is he just is he always just going to be a scorer? Is this all he is?
I mean, how old is he now? 21, maybe?
Still has a long career ahead of him.
Yeah, he's about to be 22. Oh, his life's over. It's 22. That's the moment. I don't know if I could say this is who he's always going to be. Yeah, it hasn't really been picking up lately. I guess we've always said that. Field goal percent's okay. Yeah, the volume's gone up a little bit. The free throw percent just kills me. No, it's. I don't think it'll change. Why should it?
Yeah. Can't really disagree there. So
got stars around him now too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, LaVine. What do you think about LaVine? LaVine's kind of been trending downward ever since he had that little hip injury.
That's not too shocking. He's not 100%.
Yeah, it seemed like he was overperforming a tiny bit as it was, but last 8 games, 4 of them single digit scoring. Really, only one of them was really good. I guess at the Spurs was decent, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 threes, but a lot of blah from Zach LaVine lately.
Okay. Yeah, it hasn't been great. Yeah, he's probably just hurt. It's just not 100%.
Yeah, still getting a lot of minutes. Hopefully he'll be back there. The other buzzer beater, Russell Westbrook, don't really have much to add. Do you think he's going to hit the triple-double average?
Oh, what are we at? 10-7, 10-4. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, had a 5-rebound, 4-assist game against the Clippers in a blowout a few games ago. And that looked, but, 3 straight triple-doubles since then. Might average 30 points in a triple-double. It's unbelievable.
That's, it's basically what he was doing when Durant was down, right? When Durant got injured that time.
He was close to it. I don't know if he was getting
pretty close.
Quite the rebounds. But yeah, I know he had like 7 in a row or something like that.
All right, the 5.6 turnovers. Okay, that's a punt. How about that 4-19 field goal percent? How's that been to you?
It's not been good. He's taking way too many threes. It's so annoying. 6.3. Trey's attempted a game now, shooting 33% from downtown. It's so annoying that he takes so many threes. Drive the ball! You get so many free throws! Get more free throws!
Everybody's sitting back on Steven Adams.
Maybe that's a good point. Like, he feels like he has to take a ton of threes to, keep them from looking one-dimensional.
Yeah, you don't want the both guys to sink down every time, but yeah, I wish they could find a better way to do that.
Give it
that's
to
too much. It's they're, you know, they're all you know he's just drilling it down and shoots it.
I know. Yeah,
that's it's probably never like off somebody else's assisted pass. And
that's right. I'm pretty sure almost like at least 75% of his threes is just when he's in ISO and decides to shoot a three that time.
33% in that situation is probably not that bad, really.
Yeah, you might be right. To some Clippers, Blake Griffin returned to the court, 12 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists at the Sixers. Next game is tomorrow at Golden State. That should be a good game. Did have 6 turnovers, but it's good to see him back. Got a double-double out of the gate, so that's good.
That's that Ilyasova defense, huh?
Oh, God.
We'll cold chalk that one up to Russ.
The 6-foot turkey. but yeah, Blake Griffin's back. Any further thoughts on him? Would you try to sell him after he's returned or what?
No, you've sat on him this long. You know what he's going to give you. It might be a little bit more with Chris Paul out for a while. No, you just play with it. Sure, should be fun.
It might not be with Austin.
Michael Bond. Huh?
What'd you say? Sorry, I wasn't expecting more there. What was that?
Yeah, just, you heard me. Yeah. Everyone heard me.
I know. But yeah, with Chris Paul out, you know, maybe Austin Rivers is going to take the same usage, though.
did it go down last game?
Not really. 20 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 threes. I mean, it went down a tiny bit, but still staying really involved. Rest of season.
Yeah, I am just shocked his ownership is at 55%. I would not have guessed that to start the year.
Oh, well, that's for sure. But don't you think it should be a little higher right now?
Yeah. I mean, you keep you know, saying you'd rather have Felton in most situations, and I don't know.
Well, to be fair, Felton got into foul trouble, apparently, in this Sixers game.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can he's not quite given the threes that Rivers has given.
True. I mean, I'll probably flip-flop now. It's close, though. I mean, Rivers...
You also expect a little more of the offense to run through Blake Griffin, so there's probably less ball in hand for Roly-Poly.
Well, you'd assume the same would be for Austin Rivers, though, right?
Well, he's a shooter, though. He doesn't need the ball in his hands. Shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Daddy will put the balls in his hands.
Nice assist, though, numbers. Wow, Austin Rivers, huh? Okay, you're going to have to rank him next year. How do you feel about that?
While Chris Paul is out, Austin Rivers or Dion Waiters?
Well, I mean, this does matter at the end of the year.
No, to take that out, just while Chris Paul is out.
I mean, fortunately, Rivers doesn't help your free throw percent, so it's kind of a wash there. So you're talking about the turnovers of Waiters versus all the rest of it? Yeah, I guess I'll take Waiters.
I think I will, too. I think the assist upside is a little bit better for him, too.
I guess that might change when the backup point guard comes back.
If he ever comes back. I mean, I know Tyler Johnson's hurt, too. That's helped Deion Waiters a little bit. But
yeah, and, you know, Josh Richardson down for...
No, I know. Is he ever coming back?
Is he ever? The Heat don't usually give us very good updates.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do not trust their analysis when they say it. Usually it's worthless, you know. He'll be out next game. Moving on.
I'm apprehensive of Josh Richardson just really getting unleashed again. Maybe really late, but I don't know.
He's a restricted free agent. I don't know if that matters. He's going to get paid. Someone's got to pay him.
Yeah. Maybe.
Not sure what's going to happen there.
My addiction returned from a shoulder sprain. Played against the Kings. Had a pretty good game. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Just good to see him back. Good to see his last line was better than Gary Harris's last line.
Okay. that 286 field goal percent. That's not what we want to see.
Well, it's better than Gary Harris's last line. That's all I care about.
That's all you care about.
Pretty much. And the fact that I hope Deion Waiters goes ice cold from this point forward just to spurn you.
Yet you still took him over Austin Rivers.
Yeah. Who cares about Austin Rivers? Daddy!
Who cares about Austin?
Daddy! I need to be owned more in fantasy. Daddy!
Yeah, there's, you know, I didn't drop KCP when I had him, when he went down.
You didn't?
No, he got that injury.
Oh, he got the injury, yeah, pretty quick, so. Okay. Sorry, I'm moving quickly through stuff, because we got a lot to get to. The Pelicans, how about that win against Cleveland? Cleveland losing to the Pelicans and at home against the Kings the last two games. What is happening to Cleveland?
Yeah, that I cannot explain. I will not attempt it. So is Anthony Davis, how often does he play these days?
Well, he was out for the Cleveland game, and Terrence Jones went absolutely bonkers. 36 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 3 blocks, with 3 threes as well. Had a big block late on LeBron that kept their momentum going. Not as big in the follow-up against the Thunder. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Brow did play that game, but left again early. Left after 16 minutes with a quad contusion the other night. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's odds of him getting shut down at the end of the year at some point.
Ugh.
Wait, it's just.
Trying to think.
So who would you take right now? Him, or would you take Brow, or would you take like the relative security of like Cat? You can probably get him for him.
Oh, I'm definitely taking Cat. Is that a question? Okay. Is that, I mean, not that that was a bad question, but is that, would you really think about that too much?
Not with, well, you know, I mean, just by the numbers, doesn't, isn't Brow having a better year?
Probably, but Cat's been better. And I mean, this has been a prolonged, like, Brow's first month was just phenomenal. But the past month or so, so many injuries yet again. The production's going down. Now, a lot of that's because he's exiting games early, but that still counts.
Yeah, you can really rely on Towns' production.
Yeah, he played all 82 last year, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he's missed any games this year.
Turnovers get a lot of hand.
I know, the turnovers are high, but I don't know. I'll take safety of Towns.
Okay. I can't argue with it.
Other Pelican player, Jrue Holiday, also went ham against the Cavs. 33 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Man, him and T-Jones, epic lines that game. Also kind of cooled off a little bit against the Thunder, but still a good line. 14, 2, and 8 with 4 steals and a block. Is Jrue Holiday a top 50 player rest of the season?
It's got to be. Isn't he right now? Yahoo has him 60.
Yeah, he was... Not really bad, but he had a pretty putrid streak the 6 games before these.
Yeah, there's some ups and downs. 1 point, 12 assists. Nice.
Yeah, that was a weird one. that Rondo / Jerry and Grant defense of the Bulls.
yeah, sure. He's top 50. I'd take him over Reggie, I think. As those steals.
I think I would too. Yeah, the steals are way up. He's got, 13 steals the last 4 games? Man, with 5 blocks the last 4 games. Man.
Yeah, if he can make it through the year, no more hiccups, get minutes all the way, I think we'll probably, you know, consider him for 75 games next year.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the injury question mark is kind of going away. I mean, last year it was, he got hit in the eye, right? It was like a orbital wall thing or something like that.
Is that why you were Googling wall? Sure.
That's a good point. All right. What is Markieff Morris moving forward? Top 70 player? Is that high?
Man, it's been good, especially lately. It had a bit of a funk there a little while back. But, yeah. My brother the other day asked, you know, we're looking for making some trades, and he was talking about losing Markieff, and Like, no, you know, I really want to keep with him. Plus, he has that Washington Wizards playoff schedule. Let's just hold on to him. Why not?
Yeah, and the Wizards, now that they've turned their season around, are probably going to be playing for seeds, you know,
yeah,
in that stretch.
Yeah, for some home. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I'd probably hold on to him. I don't think anyone's going to give you a really big asset for – I don't think anyone's going to get – like, if you took Markieff Morris's name off it, I don't think someone's going to pay you what that stat value is, just because he was so bad last year and then kind of mediocre even at his peaks before this. I mean, he's playing best basketball of his career lately.
Yeah, sure. This is better than that time he had in Phoenix, that
yeah.
1 year.
So
yeah, he's bought in. I think the troubles seem to be behind him.
Leave your troubles behind. Is that a song? Hey, you got a little bit of singing. I'm in a good mood
it
today.
Is now.
Put it on iTunes. The
no,
best.
I'm going to record this. That's my new ringtone.
And then what about Jabari Parker? Who would you rather have rest of the season? Jabari Parker, Markieff Morris?
That's a good one. That's actually, my brother was talking about targeting him, and we just decided, no, it's just his empty points and boards. Well, the assists have been, wow. Interesting.
Everything's been up. The assists have been up. Look at his blocks lately. It's kind of a three block. I don't know. He's
more of a half a block guy at best.
Yeah, you're right. I just saw the blocks the other day and thought his blocks were a little higher. I mean, he does have six blocks the last five games. I guess that kind of skewed what I was thinking. Less.
Right, there's been some two steals and some three steals, but there's a lot of no steals also.
Agree. Yeah.
No, I'll keep Markieff. He also has that center eligibility, so, you know.
Oh, that's a good
that kind
point.
Of plays into it a little bit.
But yeah, I kind of, I don't think I trashed people saying that they liked Jabari a lot. Because I was pretty low on my Jabari rank, so I thought it was going to be fairly empty scoring again. The D stats haven't really changed, but yeah, almost doubled his assists. He's making threes all of a sudden, which is kind of out of necessity, because the Bucks don't have three-point shooters.
And you know, there's a lot of games here I'm seeing where he gets a big fat donut, 39.1%. Wow.
I know. And the added threes haven't changed his field goal percentage. Still at 49%. He's been that his whole career. So yeah, even more threes, but still shooting the same percent. And that's really what's helping vault his value.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, people are worried about, you know, what's going to happen when Middleton gets back.
When Milton gets back?
I tried to make that one syllable. So you got to expect maybe a shot or two less, right? You were?
Probably.
I mean, Schnell just is not shooting the ball, last I saw.
Yeah, he's allergic to being assertive on offense.
Same thing with Dellavedova.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing all right.
I just mean in terms of the desire to shoot the ball.
That's true. I mean, it just depends. If Jabari and Giannis are going to drive and suck everyone in and kick it out, then they'll shoot the ball.
Okay, but Giannis or Jabari gets first dibs.
On shooting?
On shot attempts, yeah. All right, so yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that then.
All right.
Yeah, 49%. Yeah, it's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, for sure. So, did you see with Kawhi Leonard getting two DMPs early this week? Did you see what Greg Popovich said? Sticking with our wall joke. All right. So this is what Popovich said as an ad popped up on this article. Get out of here, ad. All right. Kawhi is out with an injury that's not really an injury, but hopefully it'll heal quickly. That's a figurative statement. It sounds like some of the things that are going on politically in the world. I apologize. I just gave an alternative fact. I shouldn't have done that. But it wasn't a lie, so don't try to pin that on me. I'm tired of you guys pinning that on me.
Wow, that is good. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's nothing. No, there was no period there either, right? That was all commas.
Yep, a lot of commas.
Yeah, that was. I mean, if you do that, that sounded like an impression to me.
Ah, thank you. Although I think Greg Popovich's voice is probably a little lower than mine.
No, I mean, that was him impersonating our president.
Oh, probably. I mean, I don't know. I didn't hear the audio of it. I don't know if there is audio of it, but Kawhi is out with an injury that's not really an injury, but hopefully it'll heal quickly. good times. I love Popovich.
Yeah. But, you know, there's how do you define, what's the difference between being injured and being hurt?
If you're hurt, that means that just things are in pain, but you might be able to get through it, right? If you're injured, then you have like a tear or something, right? Is that true? Where's the Razzball official doctor? Now we need Dr. G. Dr. G, tell us the difference between hurt and injured.
There is none. It's completely semantic.
No, I want a medical assessment of the difference between hurt and injured.
Well, my definition is if they're playing, they're hurt. If they can't play, they're injured. So if he didn't play, then that would be an injury.
I guess.
So technically, I think Pop was right. He's injured, but he doesn't. It doesn't need to heal. I mean, it's you know.
All right, moving on. Nerlens Noel has two straight big games. Both Okafor has been out with a knee injury. I'm going to say actual injury. And then Embiid is out with being hurt, which is more like just being rested, but whatever. Anyway, Noel, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks against the Clippers. Then 16-13 with another steal and a block at Milwaukee. Any chance he stays... I mean, at 60% this value when one or the other guys is back.
Well, he was kind of playing over Okafor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, but it was just like a pure reserve role.
Man, Okafor's minutes are weird. It's either DNP or 30.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, because he was only playing when Embiid was sitting. So, like, if Embiid was getting a DNP rest, they'd start Okafor like he was an Embiid clone.
Okay, yeah. Then that means Noel should get at least the 20-something minutes, even with Embiid out there. Problem is, there's no power forward here. These are only centers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's the obvious problem that they've had all year. I mean, I guess the question is, does Noel need a trade in order to stay valuable, or do you think he's playing so well that he's going to somehow maintain consistent value on the Sixers if he's not traded?
No, I don't think he'll get it. I mean, his value is completely steals and blocks. I don't think he's going to get enough of those in 20, 22 minutes a game.
I don't think so either. So
when Embiid is healthy, he doesn't cede those minutes. They're his minutes.
Yeah, so I'm not feeling too bad that I haven't been too big on Noel. These are just, I mean, when were you expecting both Okafor and Embiid to be out? And they both seem like minor things / just resting, so whatever. Showcase! Is it a showcase?
That's very possible. We're starting to get there.
all right, Kent Bazemore. How about that call? I felt like I was tooting the Bazemore horn. No?
Okay. Just please do that in private.
I will not. I will toot it loudly.
Loudly, okay.
I will toot like you've never tooted before.
This is it's looking very KCP-ish to me this past 10-12 games for Bazemore.
Maybe, but it's more the last 3 that I'm interested in because I'm a reactionist.
okay. I see too much wavering of minutes. I don't think they've locked that in.
Maybe. I mean, 24 against the Sixers, that was a blowout. But the last 2 games, 33 minutes in each, 25, 3-2 with 2 steals against the Clippers, then 16, 6-7 with a steal and 3 blocks at the Bulls. I think they're going to start locking him in to big men. I mean, they paid him. They want him to be their wing. I think it's just finally working.
Yeah, I mean, the field goal percent has been better. So maybe it is a matter of just they'll play him as long as his shot's falling.
Maybe.
But they just love to play the hot hand. I don't know. Timmy starts making some threes. They need Cephalosha to guard somebody. Then somebody's got to sit.
I mean, all 3 had pretty good games in that Bulls game. So I'm going to look at the Stocktonator. And yeah, the Stocktonator is not as excited as I am. Saying about 12 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2.5 steals, or 2.5 assists, 1.5 steals in the game tonight against Washington. I don't know, Stocktonator. I might fight you, robot. I'm more excited for Bazemore than you are.
Okay, you got we'll go over under 30.5 minutes
against Washington, a game that should stay close. I'll go over.
All right, there you go. I bet the machine had it for less.
Well, we're still working out. I know that the minutes is something that we're really keeping. Like, it's something that's going to progressively be tweaked through the season. Stocktonator has him at just his season average right now at 27.4. But I think he'll get more.
Okay.
So
it's possible. Him and Otto Porter can sit on the wing and discuss whatever they like. They'll be out there a while.
They'll just play a game of chess out on the wing while other things happen. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's better than J.R. Smith trying to play with people not in the game. So sure, sure.
At least they're playing it on the court, right?
Yeah.
So Slim, is there anything more certain in life than Alec Burks scoring 13 points in a basketball game?
13. Did it happen on a Friday?
It happened on a, I have to pull up the calendar, but I don't think so. What was the 21st? Nope, you just missed Friday. On a Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, 13 points.
Okay.
but I know you used to like Alec Burks, 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block at Denver his last game. Getting to the line a little bit, kind of vintage. Alec Burks, eh?
Yeah, keeping the threes down, that's what he's always done. Wait, that's not a good thing. But yeah, the low rebounds, low assists, that's not a surprise. You know, turnovers are down, that's kind of nice. At least he's being aggressive when he's out there. It's hard to see the minutes as long as, this might be because Hood's out.
Yeah, I was about to say, with no Hood, you know, you get Hood starting, you know they want to play Ingles because he's been playing fairly well. They've got to keep playing Exum, probably.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. He's been playing okay.
Ingles' minutes came down these past two now.
You think they're kind of going to Burks?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't be surprised if when Hood gets back that Burks still has the role over Ingles.
It might be. Would you add Burks in a 16-team league?
Oh, that's too deep. I mean, you got to see what the rest of the wire looks like. I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, Hood is... Didn't they say that Hood is now practicing? Something like that?
No, I thought the last update was Hood might be longer. Who knows? It goes back and forth with the stuff.
I've got a limited participant in Thursday's shoot-around.
Wasn't the one before that he might be out another, week or two?
Just that Quinn Snyder said that it was 2 to 4 weeks.
The
24th.
On 24th, could miss another 3 weeks.
So, you know, if you're looking for some immediate production in a league like a 16er, I could see Burks for a little while, but it sounds like Hood's not going to be out that long.
All right. A couple more things. Did you see my boy Zubac? The Zublock coming back out again.
I feel like you're trying to take him from me, but okay.
What? Take him from you? What are you talking about?
Well, he was one of my favorites in Summer League.
No, get out of here. Zubac was all me. You are the worst. When we talked about Summer League.
Tape is out there. Don't worry.
We both talked about him, and then I was bringing him up more and more as preseason was going. Unfortunately.
So who do you think drafted him in our draft last year?
Our draft last year? No one.
Yeah, our real life draft. Wait, our mock draft of, wait.
Oh.
Our, yeah, that thing.
Oh, whatever. Did you really draft him in that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just because he didn't fall to my pick. He didn't fall to a team that needed a center.
He didn't fall to my pick.
All the teams.
All right. Well, you know, I don't like seeing these poor turnovers. So
all the teams I picked
gotta keep those down.
Didn't need centers.
He's available in two of my leagues, but he doesn't play until the 31st. So
yeah, I noticed that with the Lakers this week. But yeah, 11 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 blocks against the Nuggets. A couple low minute games, and then the other night, 12 rebounds, 10 or 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Against the Blazers. So I'm happy where I got him. I only added him where I needed a big man. So I'm holding on there.
Yeah. I'm hoping that he doesn't blow up tonight so I can add him on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of my hope.
All right, so we'll see what happens here. Did you see any images of Jonas Jerebko's bloody face from last night or two nights ago now?
Jerebko bloody? Is that a good thing to?
It's right up there with Yahoo Wall.
Harden's the first one to come up. I guess he did it.
Yeah, it was in a fairly inadvertent, but Harden was like flailing like an idiot and like trying to call, like he ended up getting a flagrant, which I think was right. I watched portions of this Celtics Houston game. It was some horrific officiating. It was unbelievable. It was like touch foul, you know, no contact, call a foul. Then people running each other over, no foul. Someone screaming in the face of a ref, no technical. Someone saying one little thing, technical. It was just out of control. It was unbelievable. And the Celtics announcers are so freaking biased. They just went nuts. It was awesome. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah, I've heard them a couple of times. Yeah. They do get into it.
So it was fun. The crowd was going, bullshit, bullshit. And then at the end, a hand catches Jerebko and gives him stitches. But then I don't know if he went back into the game, but he went back to the bench with a couple of minutes left, and the crowd went wild. Anyway, it was a pretty fun moment watching some of that game.
Yeah, that sounds like good times. Yeah, come for a basketball game and get a hockey game?
Yeah, exactly. People just like yelling for people to get in fights. They had to put Nene in the penalty box for 2 minutes. At one point, it was 5-on-4. It was out of control.
Yeah, that would be... I'd play the game still.
Darren Collison has a big night against the Cavs in that other loss that I mentioned. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Ty Lawson only got 17 minutes. Darren Collison must own again.
No, you're talking about one game, right?
Sure, but I mean, he was playing usable before that. It just wasn't great.
Right. I mean, if we go from the 36-minute game back in time, it goes 36, 26, 27, 37, 27, 22, 28. If my SAT skills do me right, we're looking at about 27 minutes tonight.
Probably. I don't know. I mean, he played minutes in a big marquee win. Why wouldn't they keep giving him minutes again? it is the Kings. It is the Kings.
Cleveland is terrible, and they're getting beat by the worst teams in the league right now.
Yeah. Well, the last time before this Cleveland game that he got big run was 37 minutes against the Pacers, and they're playing the Pacers again tonight. So maybe it is a game where they let him, you know, run around with Teague a lot.
Okay. I'm not going to try to do game-to-game with which one of these two point guards is going to be better. That's yikes. No, it's low end, you know? Kind of low assist guy, low steals guy, low threes guy.
I know, it's lower end, but I like seeing the bigger minutes, and hopefully it maintains. We'll see, though.
If he gets 36 minutes a game, sure. Yeah, he's the efficiency will keep him borderline top 50.
Yeah. Slim, tell me everything you know about Okoro White. Because I know...
He played in the D-League.
I think he played for Florida State, and now he's playing on the Heat, so that's kind of cool.
So we got 24-year-old, undrafted. Okay, now I didn't know that off the top of my head, so that would be...
I'm just bringing him up because his last game, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 4 blocks with 2 threes. I mean, that's a pretty fun full line. Now, it is against Brooklyn in a pretty crappy game, but I don't know. Interesting somehow a little bit, right?
Sure. It's, I don't know. You know, his D-League numbers are 23 games, 33 minutes a game. We're looking at
18.5, 8.7, 1.8. I put it in my article, so I was just looking at it, too. I didn't mean to. I was just being a douche.
3.13 turnovers, though, and 30% threes, 4.39 field goal percent total. No, I don't think there's anything for us here.
Okay. Yeah, the blocks are, you know, what stuck out with the line, but he only averaged 0.6 in the D League in a lot of minutes. So I don't know. I just thought he was worth noting. What else from last night, real quick? TJ McConnell got another 13 assists. You taking McConnell over Collison? I mean, they're completely different. That's hard to.
Yeah, no, that's I'll call that one need dependent.
Yeah.
I had a team with Brogdon and McConnell, and I just couldn't hold both of them.
That's understandable. Did you drop Brogdon?
No, I wound up dropping McConnell slash Dellavedova slash. There's too many of these guys right now.
I know.
Rondo.
Well,
I held strong with Brogdon. It's nice, you know, the steals have come back.
Yeah, he's been playing a little
I'm
better.
kind of happy to see that. Yeah,
So.
sure, he lost his starting job, but you know, the minutes are fine. I haven't lost him yet.
Okay, would you rather rest of season Brogdon or Seth Curry?
This should be Brogdon. Why is this an issue?
Darren Williams left with a toe injury. Everyone seems to love Seth Curry. You know this.
34 minutes against New York and didn't get a single assist. Okay.
Now you got three steals and
Yeah, this
two
isn't the
threes.
comparison I think we're looking for. Didn't they re-sign Pierre Jackson? Did he play?
Pierre Jackson played in this game. Didn't really play too much, but
24 minutes of that's not good.
yeah, he didn't play well.
I'm interested to see what happens if Darren Williams is going to miss some time, sure.
Okay.
But I'm more Pierre Jackson interested. Kind of more deeply guy interested than I'd rather Austin Rivers than Seth Curry. Is that the comparison we're looking at?
Yeah, I think I would too. That's close. I think they're both 12 or ownable though. Wow. Brogdon, I don't know. I feel like Brogdon's still on the fence for me. I don't know why.
These assists are there. He's been a two steals per game guy now for the past, I don't know, 10 or so.
Yeah, steals look good. I guess the assists went down for two games. He had seven for t in two games in a row, but then 16 the past two games now, so that's nice. I mean, single digit scoring in three of the last five.
The field goal, the efficiency has come down. The field goal percent's not what it should
Yeah, the
be.
threes are going down a little bit. I mean, he's a solid back end player. I liked him. I still like him more in real life, I think, than in fantasy. But I think he's still
Right,
in that mix and barely in it.
and that's why, assuming you're playing a very specific format, you can't really hold him and a guy like McConnell plus those
Yeah.
other.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just running out of bullets.
You're gonna lose. It's got to be a punt points team. There's just
Yeah.
you can't win like that.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else from you from the past three-ish games, three-ish nights of games, I'm trying to say?
I mean, I'm getting pretty worried about the goose.
Yeah, he said he had that swollen elbow, right? Is he a pitcher now? What's up with
Don't say that. Just don't go see Dr. Freeze.
Chris Taps Porzingis on the 10-day DL with elbow inflammation.
Oh yeah, that's right. They changed that, didn't
Yeah,
they?
it's only yeah, you can do 10-day DL now. So, last game, 13 points, 8 rebounds against Dallas, only 23 minutes. The game before that, he fouled out. Had 5 games in this Dallas one. I don't know. I think some of the minutes might be because of foul trouble, and I don't know. A little worried, sure. Very worried, or would I sell them panicky right now? I wouldn't.
I'm looking to buy.
Okay. Would you
But
rather
not, you know, at like a third round price tag buy.
have Blake Griffin rest the season or Goose?
I'm still sticking with Goose.
Would you rather have Miles Turner or
That
Goose?
that's getting about see, Turner is a tough one. Yeah, I'd probably take Turner. God,
I think I would too. Turner's
I
blocks
cannot
are just.
believe he's able to do what he's doing with that field goal percent.
Yeah, Turner's awesome. Man, I wish he had done this his rookie year. How good would that would have been better than the Occupy Draymond Green movement, I think, right?
Yeah, it would have been right there on par, and now everybody knows. And
Oh, that would have
it'll
been.
be who gets drafted higher next year will be real interesting between him and Goose.
Both second rounders?
I mean, we'll see what happens, but you're going to be able to make the argument for them at the turn.
Man, next year's going to have a lot of talent. I feel like the distance between tiers is starting to shrink.
Well, these guys that were coming in this year, I mean, the second round was chock full of 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Third round also. Like, these guys are starting to get there to, you know, that 24, 25 age. And, yeah, they're going to be – there's going to be 20 first rounders.
Yeah.
That doesn't –
That sounds that sounds horrible for me for ranking.
Oh no, that's fun. That's a good time. That's arguments in the comments. That's what we live for.
Yeah, that's true. I do like arguing.
Why isn't Oladipo and Aldridge in your top 25?
Well, at least I didn't have either this year. All right, Slim. Taking a look at tonight's games. Since we're recording a day late, we have got a busy Friday. 10 games on the slate. What do we got? Some good games here. Oh, obviously the best one is Brooklyn at Cleveland, and I'm actually not really kidding that much.
Because Cleveland is playing about their level?
Because Cleveland just lost to the Kings at home, and before that lost to the Pelicans without Anthony Davis.
yeah, watch out for Brook Lopez, I guess.
Oh my god, if that game's close, that would be hilarious. We got the Bucks at the Raptors. That should be decent, even though the Bucks are kind of meh. The Wizards at the Hawks. That could be a Eastern Conference playoffs matchup of some sort. Maybe a 4-5 or 3-6 or something.
Absolutely.
So that could be a good one. Rockets at the Sixers. Man, if the Sixers can somehow keep that close, that could be like a 140-130 kind of game.
As of right now, we've got a doubtful tag on Embiid.
Yeah, and saw that. What about Okafor? Is he closer?
I don't know.
I'll look it up real quick. But
I didn't even know he was out until you told me that.
Yeah, he's been out the last couple games with knee soreness, I think. But I've paid so little attention to Jahlil Okafor this year.
Yeah, they're calling him doubtful too.
Oh man, so big Noel game.
Yeah, I imagine. He'll get plenty of minutes.
Yeah, they're going to keep...
That's a good matchup. Pretty similar player to Capella.
Yeah, if you can do same-day ads or you're playing DFS... Well, Noel's owned in all these by now. But if you're doing DFS, Noel's such a no-brainer for tonight.
Yeah, that one should work out for you.
Yeah. Taking a look at our 30-point challenge board, and we're going to take a long, hard, prolonged look at it. Woo!
Oh, for the first time you updated on time.
I know. Well, I did I did last time, to be fair, and I was lazy and I still haven't updated the commenters. But I did I did double check that Connor didn't get his because he's in the lead with the commenters. So I have taken a 7-6 lead over Slim and a 7-6 lead over the commenter field. It feels so good, Slim. It feels so good. You can pick up all the Dion Waiters that you want.
No, I think you're still bitter about that.
Whatever. I'll cede Dion Waiters to you to win the board any day. So nice to get. Thank you so much, Kyle Lowry, for putting up exactly 30 points.
Yeah, I see that.
Top two
makes up for your wall at 29.
Yeah, that's true. As long as one of the other hits. So, yeah, I'm on a 3-game win streak. See if Slim can catch back up. Top 10 scorers: Westbrook, Isaiah Thomas, Harden, Anthony Davis, probably not playing. Cousins, DeRozan, Lillard, Durant, LeBron, and Kawhi. Oh, man. Where are we going to go with? Jimmy Butler's off a 40-point game against the Heat. That should be a high-scoring game. What else could be good here? Do you have any ones you're definitely wanting to go with?
Gotta love... Carmelo in Charlotte. T. Jones, he'll go back to back against San Antonio. I'm not going to help you out anymore. You got CJ Watson, he's getting minutes.
Oh, damn it, you stole my pick. No, I'll go with the guy that got me a point on this current streak. I will take Paul George against the Kings.
All right, that's good. Yeah, it's got to be Jimmy, but I was between him and Giannis. But I'll take the home cooking of Jimmy.
You're gonna do Jimmy. I imagine
Wade is supposed to play, but he's not quite 100%. Last I heard, what, Jerian Grant might be your starting point guard now?
Maybe, but against the Heat, isn't Wade gonna play? Revenge game.
This isn't in Chicago. I don't think they care. If it was in Miami, it'd be a little different.
Possibly. But yeah, I think Butler's the clear-cut favorite. I mean, he's only a few shavings of a point behind Kawhi. He's number 11 in the league in scoring, so he's closer.
I mean, Kyrie against that vaunted Nets defense.
I don't know, that game might stay close.
Yeah, but Brooklyn's going to try to score 140 points, so the only way to do that's to play some Olay defense.
I know. You locking in Butler?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Jimmy.
All right, so there's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to put them in on this post on basketball.rasball.com. Should be a fun night for picks. A lot of people to pick from on a 10-game slate, and hopefully you can catch us on the board. Slam wrapping up the week at the movies. You watching anything good this past week?
I saw Doctor Strange. That was entertaining.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I kind of wanted to see it. It kind of looked like comic book Inception to me.
Yeah. That's a... Well, Inception?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. The graphics were pretty amazing.
Wasn't it like cities bending over or something?
Well, that was mostly one scene.
Okay. With it,
but in that one scene, yeah, they had the entire city kind of folding in on itself. What's that ladder called?
Jacob's ladder?
I don't think that's right.
Shoots and ladders?
No. Yeah. All right. Somebody can correct me. You know what I mean, though. It's the ladder, that picture that, like, it's an optical illusion. It looks like the ladder is, or the stairs, or...
Oh, and out. Like an Escher drawing. Isn't that the name?
That's too highbrow for me.
All right. Well, I think that's right. Isn't that the Escher does the thing?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. That sounds good. Have you started the OA yet?
No, I haven't had...
Oh, Brownie completely agrees.
Got an itch. Okay, I'll wait for you. All right. No, I haven't. Probably I need to.
Okay, yeah, it's good. I'm like 4 or 5 in now, so making progress. That's really good. I don't think I've seen any other good movies lately. A lot of basketball going on. I'm starting my baseball ranks and stuff, so that's keeping me busy. My fantasy movie league week did not go very well, Slim. I finished 8th in the group. It was poor. I didn't believe in this stupid Split movie. It did like incredibly well at the box office and is getting decent reviews. Stupid M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Okay. Swing away, I guess.
Nice reference. Yeah, that's what that was his directions for James McAvoy. He just like wrote this loose script that's dumb and probably has a twist, and he has a bunch of different like.
No, there's no way it's got a twist in it.
And probably has
straightforward the whole way.
And McAvoy has all these different personalities, and he kidnaps someone. That's it. And then he just turned to McAvoy and said, "Swing away, McAvoy. You just do what you want, and hopefully this works."
I'm looking through the Oscar nominations, and I don't think there's anything that surprises me.
No, a lot of people thought that Amy Adams in that Arrival movie should have gotten something, or the Tom Hanks in the Sully. But yeah, those were the ones that
I kind of doubt it.
Well, someone like falsely reported that they were nominated, and then like and put that in like real news, fake news.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen, Captain Fantastic. Wow, nice.
Interesting. Someone recommended that movie to me. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Someone recommended that to me and said it's really good. It is surprisingly not a comic book movie.
Okay. It's not about the end of the world or anything?
No. Yeah, so that's something I need to check out. I didn't know he was nominated for something, and that's cool. So, We invite everyone to talk about the movies they've seen, their thought on the Oscars, etc. in the comments. We love talking movies with you. But Slim, I think we're going to get out of here. Got a big weekend ahead. I don't know why it's a big weekend. Is there a lot of basketball? That's typical.
Yeah, no, it's a big weekend.
What you got going on?
Man, I'm probably nothing. I'm recuperating. I can't. I've got a bum shoulder. I'm on a do not swing.
Oh yeah, I heard your golf is done. You're just gonna have to play Tiger Woods to practice.
Okay. As long as alcohol is involved, that's a fun game.
All right, we'll do that. Be sure to check out the Stocktonator on the site. You'll see it all over the place. Our brand new daily and weekly projection tool. It's going to be a ton of fun. And let us know what you think. That's what we pride ourselves on, is you can drop comments on if tools you think are working, not working. So check it out. Go to player pages, see how they're being projected out. That's something that I'm going to track this weekend, so should be a lot of fun. Slim, have yourself a good weekend. Put an ice pack on that shoulder, and I'll catch you next week.
Heat or ice?
I think ice pack. You're supposed to alternate hot and cool.
Okay, all right.
So
that's all I need to know.
Yeah, just put Dion Waiters.
I don't have a doctor I can call.
Put Dion Waiters' jump shot on your shoulder. It's either red hot or ice cold.
A couple weeks will get cold.
All right, man, take it easy. I'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.